Blog Talk Radio.
Today, we have the guy who founded, who freed this part of South America from the Spaniards, Jose San Martin. You probably, of course, there's a San Martin winery here in California. He freed Argentina, Chile, and Peru. The great French painter, Pierre-Auguste Renoir. It's Enrico Caruso's birthday today. The Secretary of State for Eisenhower, and also a big law firm he was involved in. John Foster Dulles. John Foster Dulles was a Presbyterian elder. His son was in the U.S. Navy in the military in World War II, became a Jesuit, and was elevated to the cardinal, second highest rank in the Roman Catholic Church, and he was at Georgetown, and Cardinal Dulles. And, of course, he recently died. The senator from Arkansas was a racist, and he held crime commission hearings, Senate Committee on Crime. John J. McClellan, the guy who did Clockwork Orange, Anthony Burgess, born on this day, another Brit, one of the Beatles, George Harrison, who recently died. Among the deaths today, Essex, or Robert Devereux, who plotted against Queen Elizabeth, whom he wanted to marry. Elijah Muhammad, the controversial racist in Chicago, who is believed to have ordered the assassination of Malcolm X. We had Daniel Chappie James, the first black to become a general in the U.S. Air Force. Tennessee Williams, you know how he died? He died choking on a bottle cap. He wrote Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, a great Southern author. And then we had the guy, John Cowles, who was one of the people connected to Look magazine, and Cole Cowles, and I think it's related to Bush's mother. I think she came out of that family. And then we had the guy, the doctor who survived the Cambodian, cleansing of the professional class, Han Sun Moore. He died young. He died on this day. 1570, the Pope excommunicated Elizabeth, and she just ignored it. In 1791, the first U.S. chartered bank was set up. In 1820, the first marriage in the White House, John Quincy Adams' son, married. The Colt gun was a six-shooter. The revolving chamber is invented. And then the first electric printing press has helped promote media. Excuse me. And then we have in 1862, President Lincoln started the issuance of greenbacks. 1868, his successor, Andrew Johnson, impeachment trial started. 1901, J.P. Morgan, one of the big, one of the major bankers, he helped form U.S. Steel, which is no longer exists. And in 1919, we had Oregon, which issued the started the first state gasoline tax. Here in California, they're trying to tax cars even more, but they don't tax bicycles. In 1932, talking about immigration, Adolf Hitler, who was an Austrian, he decided to get German citizenship, and then later that didn't mean anything because he took over Germany. And in 1933, the first U.S. carrier was launched, the USS Ranger. In fact, that has a connection to U.S. Navy sailor Steve Neri. A couple of the sailors on that ship, veterans, Navy veterans, worked on a video on Steve Neri's case. Also on this day, in 1943, the Viet Minh set up the Indo-Chinese Front, which later became the Viet Cong. In 1948, Czechoslovakia was totally taken over by the Russian communists, and they set up a guy, Clement Gottwald. In 1963, the Supreme Court ruled that baseball was exempt from antitrust laws. And in 1966, the Syria had a coup. Hafez al-Assad, the father of the current Assad. Hafez was a lieutenant colonel, lieutenant general, and he set his family up, which is still in existence today, and it's part of the problem and controversy in the Middle East today. Now, one of the big political fictions, and you see it in the Chronicle and other places, in San Francisco and California media, is San Francisco is the only place that has tent cities. Well, I had worked in federal housing programs and community development related to the Department of the Interior programs. And it's a political fiction that only San Francisco has a tent city, or what is called San Francisco's second city. We have there are homeless tent cities not only across North America, but in South America and in Europe. And Vancouver, British Columbia, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, Sacramento, California, San Francisco, California, San Diego, California, Dallas, Texas, Michigan, Salt Lake City. There are four tent cities in Paris, France, and I think they drove them out from under the bridge. And in San Paulo, and it's going to be very interesting if they run the homeless out for the Olympics, which is supposed to start this summer. So we're going to see. Oh, there was a mistake here. Should have been 30 minutes. But we're going to end early because I'm losing my voice. but one of the things is there's been billions of dollars that the federal government has come into communities across the United States, but yet these real estate racketeers and these poverty pimps, these Zelensky acolytes, have figured out a way to rip off federal funds for affordable housing, public housing, and Section 8s. And, of course, we've got a class war going on here in America. It's growing, where homeless people realize that the people who claim to represent them live get housing deals of their own. They set up these bogus nonprofits, non-taxpaying profits, I should call them. They rip off Section 8. In fact, we had a corrupt lawyer here in San Francisco who reportedly got $1 million, it's estimated, since 1999 or 2000 for his slum properties. He was involved in the Steve Neri case, and we'll get the documentation on that up on the air. We had the U.S. attorney told me that there was prosecution of San Francisco Housing Authority people or HUD Housing Authority people here in Region 9 who were selling Section 8s for $500 a pop. What they did was they transferred the guy who did this. He was transferred to Las Vegas. This shows you what happens. Eladio, who worked for Chinese Community Housing, exposed what they were doing. They were dead people, the operators of these housing corporations. In one case, Chinese Community Housing was getting federal funds in the name of dead people. And also these dead people supposedly damaged the apartment, so there was rehab and money given to this bogus housing corporation. This is what's going on, and until people demand accountability, it's going to get worse. So we're going to end right now. Well, let me see if I can catch what Eladio said about homeless. Let's see. We're going to try one more time. It's a shame because this is a wealthy country. There's no excuse for people sleeping in the streets or sleeping in a hammock, sleeping in a tent. Also, one of the reasons, this is not discussed by the media people who write these stories, one of the reasons people come to the West Coast, come to British Columbia, also in Honolulu. You know, how would you like to, you don't have to rent a condo on the beach. You can live in a tent. And, of course, people don't like that. They've got Tent City downtown in Honolulu, Hawaii. But what's going on is that people are beginning to realize they've been ripped off. They're not going to take it anymore. And that the people who claim to represent them have, in fact, been ripping them off. And it goes on more and more. They set up these housing corporations, and they set it up in such a way with limited partnerships that they end up taking over the whole thing when the I think it was 20-year mortgages that the federal government was setting up some of these deals. And, of course, we have ex-HUD people, lawyers and all, who set up some of these corporations. One of them was Helen Helfer, who set up the Bernal Housing, was involved with the Bernal Housing Corporation, had been set up. She came into San Francisco, waltzed into San Francisco, made racist comments about ethnics, and she's got so many deals. She was collecting two salaries, which a lot of these guys do. They figure out all kinds of ways to get loans from that corporation, getting these special deals and getting houses through probate. One so-called housing advocate, was a Polk Street prancer, male prostitute and drug dealer around Polk Street here in San Francisco. He got a probate deal for a house when houses were going for $500,000 in this city. He got a deal for about $150,000, which will expose that. It's really been a shame that the war on poverty has become a war on the poor and war on the people that the federal government intended and still intends, I believe, to use this tax money to assist people, to give them bootstrap programs. The problem is these poverty profiteers, the Alinsky acolytes, have not only ripped off the programs, they ripped off the boots. So what can you do? Start complaining, demanding accountability for the programs in your community, in your city, in your state, in this country. Because it's your money, unless you don't care. And remember, you may be long gone, but if you have children or grandchildren or relatives, these programs were set up to help them too. Then these programs will not be around unless you take action now, and you should as a citizen. So and stop complaining about, you know, how bad things are when you, in fact, have been informed and you do nothing. So you deserve what you get. Here now is one thing. One of the good things about living on the West Coast, it's as you were living in Buffalo, Boston, New York, Chicago, back east where they get all these storms, these heavy winter storms. A lot of people can't deal with that or won't deal with it, so they migrate to the West Coast where there are a lot of programs have been set up. Nobody should go hungry in San Francisco, especially we have so many programs here to help the hungry. In fact, the city has funded Glide Methodist Church, giving them, I think it's for two meals a day. We'll get into that because there's documentation on that, although they claim that they do the work themselves, which they don't. And the operator, Cecil Williams, who operates Glide Methodist, him and his wife pull out about $1 million out of that church a year. So that just shows you where a lot of these things are going. It's not only that. In April 1996, HUD had a conference here in San Francisco that invited every community development honcho to come to the Hilton Hotel. This was not publicized in the San Francisco media or national media, and I went over there to check out on a few things. Was discouraged, but they were there to show them San Francisco shows how it's done and how federal funds are undone, and there's no accountability. So, again, I tell you people, you know, we've been there. We've seen it. We know where the bodies are buried, who buried them, why they're buried, and who may be next. as George Christopher used to say, who was the last great mayor of San Francisco when there weren't these housing problems, and he did transform the city. So we're going to end, for some reason I can't find this, so we're going to end right now, and we'll be back Friday and hope to get Patrick Butler on, because Chicago has some of the worst public housing in the country, and I don't think things have changed there. So we're going to end with our usual politics and poker. Excuse me. Still haven't gotten over this bloody cold. So, and then we'll be putting stuff up. In fact, I think on our webpage, we on Amicus Veritas, we do have the Sweetheart Hotel where dead people were the operator was getting money for dead people, for people born in, never even lived there, but their names were on the apartments and the checks were coming in, and they, of course, were responsible for doing damage to the apartment that they didn't even live in. So this gives you an idea what's really going on. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker and go to AMICUSVERITAS YouTube.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say, neither one. I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll stay.
Raise your mind.
I'll fall.
I'm cold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in. Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fajicinkovic. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck. Predictable, that's because usually
Peter Paul Verzola. We'll be back Friday, 4 p.m. I hope we start on time. Go to Amicus Veritas YouTube site, and we'll have more up there. So stay safe. Good night.